Where did you go to elementary school?
Well, I went to Springdale out north.
Here in Tulsa?
Yeah. We lived out on the north side. So I went to grade school right there in Whittier out at Admiral and Lewis.
And then high school?
Well, I went to Central High School some.
So did you graduate from Central?
No, I graduated from New Mexico Military Academy.
Okay, so why do they send you to a military school?
Well, I had a sister that lived out there, and they had quite a bit of money. He had a good job, and they helped pay the bill out there for me to go to school.
It's a tradition, kind of a family tradition, that all the boys went there.
Yeah. She kind of was liked the idea of the military school, so she had plenty of money, so we all went out there.
Where was that?
Roswell, New Mexico.
Was that your last 2 years of high school?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that experience?
No, but I was there.
It was too rigid?
Pretty rigid, I tell you. I mean, you were in bed every night at a certain time. You were up every day, and you didn't get off except on Saturday afternoon.
Did you work in the funeral home when you were very young?
When I was pretty young, yeah. Those days, we had the ambulance service. We were running 4 or 5 ambulances all the time.
So let's talk about that ambulance service right now.
Well, you're talking about going out all hours of the night, day, and so forth. And it wasn't the hospital you have now, and you had to run quite a ways out on accidents and sick people and all that. We would operate 3 or 4 ambulances all the time back in those days.
So the funeral home...
You didn't have the competition that you have now.
But the funeral homes, and there were others in the town then that did the same thing.
Almost all of them had ambulances.
You had ambulances of your own. Mm-hmm. So when you heard about a fatality...
Well, we tried to go as fast as we could, but it started later on. I think it got so bad that they finally had to put a stop to it by making the people who get the call the police department to get permission to go. And if you got the call and you called the police department, somebody else already had the call, you couldn't go.
Let's set the scene here because there were ambulances coming in from all directions.
Oh, yeah, everybody had an ambulance, and there were too many accidents occurring with the ambulances and so forth. See, with people trying to beat each other there.
So they themselves could have a fatality on the way to pick up the body.
Yeah.
And then I suppose when they came to the scene, two people get out, they have a little fight or a little argument over who's going to pick up his body?
Well, sometimes they'd steal their cots so they couldn't put them on the cot or something, you know.
They'd steal cots?
Yeah, and pick up somebody and the cot wouldn't be there.
Okay, so they'd take the cot out, and when they weren't looking at the competition, take it away and bring their own cot.
They'd take it away so they couldn't get it there. But that was very uncommon. It wouldn't happen.
But it did happen.
It's happened.
Yeah. This is in the early 20s. How many ambulances did Moore's Funeral Home have at one time?
At one time, we were doing, I'd say, the majority of the ambulance service in town. We had probably 3 or 4 ambulances. They were all white.
But I have seen a picture where there are about 10, 11 of them parked in front of your...
Yeah, that's been back after this all came to pass. So back when we first started out, there were about 3 or 4 funeral homes here in Tulsa. There's Martin Fleming and Mulberry, Robert Burney and Stanley's, and they all had ambulances too, see, so it was kind of competitive there.
You were probably working in the business 11, 12, 13 years old?
I started about 13, 14. They used to get mad at me because I'd be trying to make calls, and I shouldn't be making them, you know.
What do you mean, try to make calls?
I'd go on the calls, but...
You'd drive an ambulance?
I wasn't driving, but I was riding with them. They didn't think I was big enough to carry the patients, you know, lift them up.
That's why they wanted somebody else along.
Yeah, they wanted somebody else bigger.
But he was the baby of the family.
All right. So you got used to seeing, I guess, dead bodies very early on.
Very often.
None of that was a shock or anything. It was just part of life.
It's just part of life, yeah.
So then we had all these ambulances coming to the scene of an accident. So finally the city said, we're going to put a stop to this.
They did, and it was the best thing that ever happened because they were hurting more people getting to that accident than they were picking up after they got there.
Okay, then how did the new system work?
When you got the call, the first thing you did was report to the police station, call the police station.
How did you get the call of an accident?
Somebody there at the scene would call you, and then you'd call the police station and say, Moore's, we're going to 36 in Rockford on a car accident. They'd say, I'm sorry, somebody else has already cleared. You can't go.
Okay.
But if it hadn't cleared, you could go.
So it was important back then, as it is today, that your funeral home name was top of mind.
We used to go out and spend days at a time putting up ambulance signs. And we'd go to the phone, and you'd see 36148 ambulance. And that's how we got our call, see. And we'd run a big ad in the phone book.
So when somebody was there in an automobile and he needed help, and it wasn't fatalities, it was anybody who was hurt. Wasn't that
true?
Right, yeah. And you were just helping save lives as an ambulance.
Right.
A mortuary is trying to help save lives.
Except the ones we killed trying to save them.
Were you the largest at that time?
No, we weren't the largest. As I said, when we first started out, there was a couple of funeral homes that had most of the ambulance service, Martin Fleming and Mowbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we came into it. We worked hard day and night putting up these signs all over town to call this number, and we got going pretty good.
Get well known then that way. Did you ever drive an ambulance?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you before you got a driver's license?
About 16 years old. With age, then you could drive one.
So you became an ambulance driver?
Oh, yeah, for years.